товарищ, друг и брат. Ты помнишь древний Вавилон, как возгордились во сто крат и захотели стать как он, как перестали понимать друг друга даже в мелочах, и мысли стали излагать с тобой на разных языках. Но это в прошлом все, мой брат. Я знаю, ты не виноват. Лишь об одном тебя молю: возьмемся за руки и будем вместе. Амен. Верни мне моих братьев за любовь к тебе взамен. Брат мой, давай, обнявшись вместе, будем песни петь с тобой. А помнишь, как мы разбрелись потом за 3-9 земель, как без причины подрались, и вспомни слезы матерей. Ты долго странствовал, мой брат, много в жизни повидал. Пора вернуть друзей назад, что в Вавилоне потерял. Мы тоже долго шли с тобой, и вместе шли в разнобой. И вот пришли к концу пути, чтоб, взявшись за руки, воспеть все вместе. За любовь к тебе взамен. Брат мой, давай, обнявшись вместе, будем песни петь с тобой.
שלום חברים יקרים, אנחנו
Hello dear friends, we're continuing with our preparation with Asia, Africa and the Turkish Kli. We'll read an excerpt from Baal Sulam. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. And one must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, So it is in order to bestow.
And
the Creator says about this, my sons have defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
Workshop question. How do we help each other to stay in a state that my sons have defeated me? How do we help each other to stay in a state that my sons have defeated me?
How do we help each other remain in that state of my sons have defeated me? When we are putting all our intentions into what that is, all the states.
To remind one another, the Creator is the one who awakens the will to receive between us, and we have to cover it with love.
There's always at least one person in the ten who is alert to this state. And if you're in that state, you have to hold everyone in your prayers, and this way will always be above the ego, overcoming it.
By caring that the friend will see the Creator through the friends, through the ten. That's the trick for how to overcome the concealment the Creator is placing before me. Excuse me, I don't feel that well.
We set an example and we raise the greatness of the bestowal, the importance, Chagai.
To stay in the state, meaning a question about a state where we seemingly feel that we have attained, we've defeated him. I think only prayers for one another.
The Creator thankfully indulges us in many opportunities to work. Chanoch, we don't hear you well. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, Amit, continue.
Yes, we help one another stay in this state, just like we help each other in anything that has to do with the spiritual path, especially through examples. The friends provide plenty of examples, and the prayer, inner prayer about one another.
Like Rav said yesterday in the Congress, he summarized it very beautifully. It also answers the question. Increasing connection, we always have to be in a state of overcoming, because the Creator keeps burdening our heart from one degree to the next, and we need to always accelerate towards this point and compensate with our connection.
You gotta hold on, maintain an atmosphere of importance of the goal, add to it, and be prepared as much as possible in the next degree, so that it would only come and strengthen the connection even more.
Yeah, the search of the ten for the desire to bestow, the push of the environment. The person says, yes, I was born with a will to receive, but I want a will to bestow. And that's something we can do together in the ten. No one can do it on his own, but together in the ten, by the influence of the whole world kli and our influence over each other, we can then truly bring ourselves to be in a prayer and a request intention to bestow.
The main thing is to pray during the lesson and in general after during the day to pray for the friends. Everything a person has to exert to see the deficiencies in the friends, to ask for the friends.
Yeah, to ask and to integrate in all the kli and all the everyone who needs to will receive that force in the middle of the center of the group.
This is what
no one's alone, we're all one man, one heart.
Congress. We really build a very good, strong reference. We try to see the light in the darkness. We try to build the greatness of the Creator through our love. And we got all the power that we need in our 10 to give each other all that we can. I really want to say, friends, that we are in a very special time. We are in a very special time. And I think that the more and more we get closer to each other, I think the more and more we will try to spread our message of unity. I think we can truly attain oneness with the Creator. And truly we have everything that we need. As Rav always says, that we have the books, we have the friends, we have our such a great teacher. And our only work is to love, my friends, is to build love above that hatred, is to go above reason, with my friends, to really request from all the power that we have, from together, to give our efforts, to really request from Him just to see His greatness. So I really wish that we all see that greatness in each other, and through the greatness and love of friends, we attain the love of the Creator. Because really every friend is so special that He gives so much of power. There is no limit to the power of friends. There is no limit to the power of love that we have between us. So let's really bring that light between us and bring that light to the whole world. Turkey, please.
Please, Creator, help us maintain the connection with friends that we gain from this Congress. Open your hearts, open your gates, and allow us to become your great form as one heart and one man. Unite our intentions in the desire to bestow.